Football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
To score a goal.
He shoots, the ball, he scores, scoring the goals.
Welcome along to the League Podcast. It's International Week, so we have no Championship this week, just League One and League Two. And by saying just, I don't mean to belittle it. Plenty of good betting to be had. Sam Ashu from the72.co.uk is on the line. Hi, Sam, you well?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Very good.
We've got an international break, like you say, coming up. And like I always say, it's a good chance for League One and Two to take hold of the weekend's action and shine and show everyone what it's about.
Yeah, and there's a few live games as well. Sam's picked six matches out from the Saturday and Sunday and Monday programme. We'll have a quick look at the Friday games, though, because a lot of you maybe listen to this on a Saturday morning and will have missed these games anyway. So we'll just do these in one, if you like, Sam. League One, Barnsley versus Colchester. Barnsley are 6-5, 5-2 the draw, and 21-10 the price for the away team. And the other game is Cambridge versus Northampton in League Two, where Cambridge are 6-5, the draw is 23-10, and Northampton are also 23-10. A little bit about each of these games. Let's start with Barnsley, Colchester first of all. The respective league positions: Barnsley are 12th with 19 points and 2 points further back at Colchester. Barnsley unbeaten in three, if you include the FA Cup match against Burton. Colchester were involved in that 9-goal match at Gosport Borough, winning 6-3. That was their first win for a few. Judging by the FA Cup matches and some of the League One games, this should have a few goals in it, Sam, this Barnsley game.
Well, this is it, Lee. You've got two sides here that this time last week or so have scored 11 goals between them. That match at Gosport was just, I mean, it was like watching a training session or something. The goals were ridiculous. I know Gosport aren't the best of sides, but still, the goals that Colchester was scoring were
daft.
Easy peasy, to say the least.
Yeah. And it's
got Barnsley going up against the Burton side, who were managerless at the time, and took advantage of that, really. It was the Sam Winnell show, wasn't it? A hat-trick that he scored. Brilliant performance as well. Like you say, Lee, I think it's goals in this one. I'll be honest, I fancy the home side, Barnsley. Looking at Colchester's away record in the league, it's not terrible. It's not the worst. But it's not great either, and I just think that Barnsley, with Sam Winnell coming into form now, I think when you've got your main striker coming into form at this point in the season, which is beginning to look at, you know, the Christmas period, which we are approaching, is what, you know, you call the pivotal part of the season. When you've got a player like him coming into form, as well as Conor Hourihan, who's carried on his good performances, and Devante Cole, who also scored in that win against Burton, who's another very good player, I think they've got goals in them, Barnsley, not just from that 5-0 win, but, you know, you look at the side, you look at who scored for them already. And for that reason, you know, they may possibly outscore Colchester in this match. And for that reason, you might be wanting to look at a Barnsley over 2.5 goals, something like that. But I do see the home side winning.
Let's have a look at the League Two game. As I mentioned, Cambridge versus Northampton. These two teams are locked together on 21 points, right next to each other in the table, and just four goals separate them, both in the plus column. Plus six for Cambridge and plus two for Northampton Town. Northampton's away form has faltered quite a lot. They lost the last three, including a 2-0 defeat to Leighton Orient and the JPT. Cambridge's home form has been pretty good. Don't draw too many games. In fact, they haven't drawn a single home game this season. They've beaten Plymouth, they've beaten Carlisle, they've lost to Morecambe and Exeter and Luton, they beat Oxford, they lost to Cheltenham, they beat Hartlepool, beat Fleetwood in the FA Cup. You'd imagine if that run continues, there'll be a result here either way, no draw.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. And it's another one, actually, where you've got two sides here that are capable of scoring goals, Lee. I look at Cambridge, and they are a side I really do like. I know they're 14th in the division, haven't exactly taken it by storm, having come up from the conference. But they've done okay, and they've had injuries to deal with at bad times. And I mean, I look at the strike pair, particularly of Tom Elliott and Kwesi Appiah, it's one I like. 10 goals between them in the league, 5 apiece. bearing in mind that both these players at stages in the season have already had injuries, that's pretty good going. And I mean, they're sweating on the fitness of Tom Elliott, Cambridge are, for this game. And I think it's pivotal whether he plays or not. If he plays up front with Kwesi Opiah, it gives Opiah a chance to sort of push forward as the main striker. Elliott can slightly sit back, but of course he's, you know, he's always good for a goal as well. I think that if he does play and those two play up front together, you'd be looking at a Cambridge win here. So it's worth keeping an eye out on the team news. It's going to be a late one, that one, I think. It's going to be possibly a late fitness test. So we'll see which way that one goes. In terms of their opponents, Northampton, like you say, haven't drawn. But in Mark Richards, got a very, very good play, scored 8 goals in 10 appearances in the league. That's pretty good going. Emil Sinclair as well, he's only scored 1 goal this season. But, I mean, we've seen before for Macclesfield in the league and then for Peterborough as well that he is capable of scoring. Khaled Mohammed as well, 4 goals in 15 games. So these are two teams with strikers that can score goals, which is, of course, very important. So should be a really good game as well.
Let's move on to the weekend matches then, and we'll start in League One with Doncaster Rovers versus Sheffield United. Donny are 21-10, the draw's 11-5, and Sheffield United are priced up at 13-10. Sheffield United are at 8th in the division with 26 points. Doncaster Rovers 17th with 18 points on the board at the moment. Obviously, Sheffield United have been a bit of a cash cow for Sam in recent weeks. Started to drift a little bit on those stats, unfortunately. But what about the result here, Sam? Sheffield, kind of coinciding with your goals bet not landing, is their downturn in form. Haven't won a game in 3 now. And Donny beat Bradford in League One away from home. That was their first win in 3. Two teams who aren't in blistering form at the moment.
No, I mean, we'll go back to that match, the most recent match that Sheffield United have had against Walsall. And for them, it was never really looking that good from the moment that the team sheet came out. No Mark McNulty, who's got a facial injury. No Michael Higden, who's out for a while. And Chris Porter played, but it's been a while since he scored a few goals for United, to be honest. I think possibly the last time he scored was going back to the FA Cup last season. I could be wrong on that one. And I don't think Jose Baxter started either, and it just seemed that they were never really looking like they were going to score a goal. Of course, didn't score a goal against Crewe either, but they'll take the draw and they'll take that back to Bramall Lane where they'll fancy a win. Then the game against Barnsley. Barnsley played really well, particularly in the second half, and Sam Winnell got that goal. So, yeah, you're right. It's a downturn in form for the Blades, but they're going up against the Doncaster side, who aren't great either. Like you say, 17th in the table with 18 points. And I have said it before, but Doncaster are a team that tend to do quite well in League One. Okay, in the Championship, they're always fighting at the lower reaches, but in League One, you always see them either in the playoffs or in the automatic spots. And this is very, very different this season. And Paul Dickhoff is beginning to come under a bit of pressure. And, you know, I look at the strikers. Robinson, Main, Tyson and Forrester, they've scored just 8 goals between them. You know, and that's 4 strikers. He's tinkered with who he started with, and he hasn't obviously found the main pairing at the moment. It's not enough in terms of goals. Only Yeovil and Crewe have scored less goals than them this season. We know how bad they've been so far. So, look, I take into account it was a very good win against Bradford, by all accounts. But they have only won 1 out of the last 4, and they've only won 1 home game all season. So, I mean, Paul Dickhoff came out and he told the Sheffield Star, he said, "My philosophy has never changed. You know, we've got to earn the right to play in the first 20 minutes of the game." So, I'm surprised he said that, to be honest, because, you know, you're giving things away when you say that actually we're going to come out in the first 20 minutes and not really try and score and just feel the game out, to be honest. And if you look at their record, they've only scored 1 goal in the first half an hour at home all season. So, clearly, he's right. He is sticking to his philosophy. And then you compare that with Sheffield United, whose last 5 games now have been 0-0 at half time. And for me, this, you know, for both those reasons, this game screams 0-0 at half time for me. 0-0 at half time is 7-4. I think that's a decent price, considering you've got 2 teams here, one in Sheffield United, who have, you know, 19 of their last 22 goals have been in the second half. Last 5 have been 0-0 at half-time. And then Paul Dickhoff, manager of Doncaster, who's saying, look, we feel the game out for the first 20 minutes, half an hour or so, and then see if we can play in the second half. So for that reason, I like 0-0 at half-time at 7-4. Do you know what? I know the Blades have had a downturn in form, but two of those games have been in the Cup. And, you know, they are a decent side. Eighth in the table, 26 points. And, you know, it's very close between those sort of, you know, between places 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You know, you could cut it with a knife. So I think the Blades are worth a look here. And I actually think draw half-time for obvious reasons and Sheffield United to win is 9-2. So that's a draw first half. Sheffield United second half at 9-2 is possibly worth a look as well.
Very good. Swindon versus Bristol City next. Swindon 6-4. The draw 23-10 and Bristol City are priced up at 7-4. Having a look at the league table, Bristol City, of course, top, 36 points. Swindon Town third, 7 points back. Bristol City currently unbeaten, of course, and absolutely flying at the minute. Unbeaten, the only game they have lost was 2-1 to Oxford in the League Cup way back on the 12th of August. Swindon's home form is all right. They're not in fantastic form. They've got some goals in them. They put 5 past Sheffield United, of course, and scored 2 against Rochdale, 2 against Colchester. For the life of me, I can't understand why Bristol City is 7-4, Sam.
No, I can't. I do think, though, a lot of people that certainly know the league really like Swindon. They're what you want to see as a neutral. They're a young side. They're an attacking side. A lot of British players as well. I know a lot of other players. A lot of other teams have a lot of British players as well. But Swindon, it sort of sticks out. So I think they are liked by a lot of people that watch them. So it's possibly that reason. But like you say, Bristol City are, well, they're by far and away the best team in the division, really, unbeaten so far. The only team to be unbeaten so far in the league. Only Preston have really come close, but they've tailed off a little bit. This game screams goals. Bristol City, 10 of the last 11 matches have been both teams to score. Looking at Swindon, the last 4 out of 5 games have been over 2.5 goals. The County Ground has seen an average of 3.5 goals so far this season. So for me, whilst a lot of people will be looking at Bristol City here, I think the best way to go for me, because I do think Swindon are a decent side and they can get something out of this game, I'm looking at this game, and of course you would look at the both teams to score an over 2.5 goals, understandably so, but I think at 4-7 it's a little bit too short. So what I'm going to go for here, and it's a little bit out there, but it's over 3.5 goals at 2-1. Of course, if we get a 3-1 win either way, or, you know, or a 2-all or anything like that, it comes off. So over 3.5 goals at 2-1 is a price I like. And, you know, if you look at who scored the most goals in this division, Bristol City have scored the most on 33. The next most is Swindon on 32. So whilst a lot of people will be looking at Bristol City, and rightly so, for me, you go with goals in this game.
Let's move on to the final of the League One games that we'll look at, and that's Coventry versus Notts County. 21-20, the Sky Blues. The draw is 13-5 and County are 12-5. Notts County are in the top 6 at the moment with 26 points. One of 4 teams on that points tally. The goal difference is slightly better than Peterborough and Sheffield United. Coventry down in 19th position with 17 points, so 2 points above Scunthorpe, who occupy the next spot to safety. Neither of these teams are in you know, dreadful or brilliant form at the moment. I mean, Notts County lost in the league last time, drew 0-0 with Accrington Stanley in the FA Cup. Had been on a really good winning run before that, though. Of course, they won the previous 6 on the spin, and then drew the previous 4. So it's a full 11 games without defeat before they came a cropper at home to Walsall. Notts County probably an attractive price to some people here at 12-5.
Yeah, I think they are, and it's touching on what I'm looking at in this game, certainly. I mean, I start with Coventry, and this match against Plymouth in the JPT, I know quite a few people had money on Plymouth, but I'll be honest, I couldn't see anything other than a Coventry win, just because I thought that Stephen Presley would not let his side lose twice at home to a lower division side, you know, and have a cup upset twice in a week. So for that reason, I wasn't surprised to see Coventry, you know, put forward a professional performance. But however, they've won 1 out of 9 in the league. And then you look at Notts County. They've got the best form in the division based on the last six games in the league. They've won five, lost one, and they've won their last three away games. And that's why, yeah, the price is very attractive. Another one I lean to is Notts County draw no bet at 6-4, because, of course, you have got Coventry playing at home here, so it's always something to bear in mind. And I look at County, yet to lose away from home this season. Only Bristol City can match that in terms of away form. And the goals are coming from midfield as well. I look at some of Notts County's players. And, I mean, the likes of Gary Thompson, who scored five goals this season. Zeli Ismail, who scored four goals this season. These are supposed midfielders. They're a very, very good team. And Sean Derry has mentioned the fact that it was all the pressure was hanging on them last season when he came in to keep them up and to keep them in League One. Now that they've done that, he's more confident. The team are more confident. By the way, he's kept the majority of his players. And they're now starting to play football. I think they're a very, very good side. So, yes, I take into the fact that Coventry played well in their last home game, but there are problems there. There are problems in the league. And for me, Notts County draw no bet at 6-4 is the best price there. If you want to go for it, they're also a good price at 12-5 as well, a very good price. So, I mean, I think it leans towards Notts County. Another thing that I will mention just quickly with regards to Coventry is that after this game, it brings an end to a tough run of fixtures that they've had. Six of the last nine matches that they will have played will have been against top 10 sides in the division. And seven out of their next 10 games are going to be against bottom 12 sides. So I think Stephen Presley might look at this and think, look, we'll get this game out of the way against a very good Notts County side, and let's look to try and beat the teams in and around us in the next few games or so. So that might be something to bear in mind as well.
Let's move to League Two, shall we? And look at the three games here. We'll start off with the TV game on Saturday, which is Plymouth versus Portsmouth. Plymouth 6-5, the draw 21-10, Pompey a 5-2. Only 4 points separate these two sides. Portsmouth just outside the top seven, and Plymouth are in sixth position. A bit inconsistent, but that's what we're dealing with. Plymouth's home form is exemplary. So far, in the last six games, they've won all six and only conceded a couple of goals in that run as well, winning 2-0, 1-0, 1-0, 3-0, 2-0 and 3-2. The last one of those against Field was in the FA Cup. Portsmouth's away form, well, that's not what's got them into ninth position, Sam, it's fair to say. They barely score a goal, do they? And they haven't won in six away from home now.
No, and in fact, it's the 20th worst away record in League Two, winning just one game as well. So it's not good enough, really, is it? They've only won two out of their last 10 games in all competitions as well, Pompey. Really struggling for goals. Like I said, Craig Westcar just aren't really producing, to be honest. I mean, he's only scored three goals so far this season, but then the players around him aren't particularly helping. Ayuman has played eight games this season, not scored a goal. Story has played 13 games this season and only scored two goals. So apart from Jed Wallace, who scored five goals this season, there aren't particularly many positives to take in terms of attacking threat for Pompey. And, of course, they're playing against the Plymouth side, like you say, have won their last six home games in a row. And only Bury and Shrewsbury have got better home records in the divisional season. And we both know how good they are at home, two excellent, excellent sides in the division at home. So I think here, Plymouth, they're just too big at 6-5. But the other price I'm looking at, I don't always mention headline offers because sometimes I don't think it's your best. I don't think it's your best sort of option for value. But here, Reuben Reid to score and Plymouth to win at 3-1. I really, really like that price. Reuben Reid has now scored 4 in 6 goals. He's 13-10 any time, which, by the way, is also a good price. And, you know, anyone that watches Plymouth will know that the play is just directed through him. I know he plays up front with Lewis Alessandro, who's a decent player as well. But in terms of goal-scoring threat, a lot of the time it's get the ball to Reuben Reid, and he will score. So, you know, Plymouth playing at home here, always good for a goal at home. Reuben Reid to score and Plymouth to win at 3-1, I think is a very good price. If you're looking at value in another player, I mentioned him just a second ago, Lewis Alessandro. Been on a bit of a barren run, until he'd scored two goals in his last two games at home, and he's 9-5 any time to score as well. So if you're looking for a bit of extra value there, you might be tempted to look at him, but really, the stand-up man is Ruben Reid.
Luton Town next, and they're playing Tranmere Rovers. The prices, first of all, Luton are 5-4, Tranmere 11-5, and the draw is 23-10. Luton are second in the table, just a point off Wickham, and obviously been going along very, very nicely indeed. And they're currently unbeaten since the 7th of October when they lost in the JPT. Before that, the only other defeat, or the last defeat, was the game against Plymouth. They started the season off in kind of iffy form, if you like, but have certainly put that to bed now and winning consistently. Tranmere, their form has turned up of late, unbeaten now in five games, and that's after that disastrous start to the season. They're still second bottom, but they've got 12 points now, and if they continue like this, they can haul themselves away. It's probably, you know, anyone looking at this who hasn't looked deeply at the game would be wondering why the team who was second playing the team who was second bottom are odds against. They surely still deserve to be odds on, Luton. Is that a touch of value, do you think, Sam?
They do. I was actually asked about this game yesterday by someone on Twitter, and I had a look at it and I thought, crikey, yeah, Luton, odds against. Bearing in mind that they're second in the division, unbeaten in their last 10, winning 8 of them as well against, you know, what is a, well, look at the stats, are quite a poor Tranmere side. But I think one thing to bear in mind here, and I don't know if the traders have taken it into consideration, perhaps they have, is that since Mickey Adams came in and took over as Tranmere boss, they're unbeaten. You know, you could class the loss against Oxford as him being in charge, but I think he'd only had a day's worth or so before that match. I wouldn't really count that. Since he's properly taken over, properly taken the training sessions and the like, they're unbeaten. Great result in the JPT against Bury. Very surprising for a lot of people. I did a preview on that. I did mention that you've got to be careful of this new manager factor with Mickey Adams, but that's not me necessarily saying that I thought they were going to win. So this is the thing to bear in mind. And, you know, Mickey Adams, whilst he's perhaps struggled a bit in League One and obviously failed to keep Sheffield United in the Championship, he's had six full seasons in League Two. And in that time, he's had three promotions under his belt. Promotion with Fulham, promotion with Brighton, and most recently a promotion with Port Vale as well. So he knows the division inside out, and he enjoys being in charge in this league. So I do think Tranmere will stay up this year simply because of his arrival. And I think actually next year, I know we're talking far and away now, but next year it might be worth looking at them as possible promotion candidates. So this is why, for me, the prices are about right. For me, the value lies in Luton at half-time, Luton to be leading at half-time. They've been leading at half-time on four out of the last five games. So, you know, they could be leading at half-time and give away a lead. It's what they did in their last game. So I'd be looking at Luton to be leading at half-time at 15-8 as a possible look here. If you were looking for a goal scorer, Mark Cullen has scored five goals in five games now. Of course, he had that perfect hat-trick a while ago against Dagenham and Redbridge as well, where he was by far and away the best player on the pitch. He's 10-11 any time. It's not a bad price, but if you compare that with the 13-10 any time of Ruben Reid, who's scoring pretty much the same amount of goals, it's you know, not a great price. For me here, it's Luton to be leading at half-time at 15-8. Or I would look at goals as well, Lee. I would, to be honest. Both teams to score on over 2.5 goals is 23-20. I've watched a bit of Tranmere since Mickey Adams took over, and they just look like a better, more attacking, free-flowing side. I do think they will score against Luton. But then you look at Luton as well, and you look at some of their results. 4-2 win against Newport County, that 3-1 against Dagenham and Redbridge as well. 2-1 against Hartlepool recently as well. So, you know, they do score goals, but they can see goals as well. So that would have landed three out of the last five times in Luton matches and four out of the last five times in Tranmere, incidentally, as well. So those are the two bets I'd be looking for in that one. I'm struggling to pick a winner, to be honest.
Yeah, you don't need to, do you? There's that many markets kicking about that the outrights are often the last thing you look at in some of these games. Let's wrap it up with the Monday Night Live game. It's Wickham versus Burton. 13-10 the price for Wickham. Burton are 11-5 and 21-10 the price for the draw. Wickham top of the tree with 32 points. Burton only 3 points back on 29. Massive difference in goal difference, though. Plus 11 for Wickham, plus 1 for Burton Albion. The home form for Wickham is rock solid, as you might expect. It wasn't always that way this season, though. They started off in a pretty dismal form after winning their opening League 2 game 3-1. They didn't score another goal for three home games, including the JPT, but they've put that behind them, unbeaten in five home matches now. To be fair, a lot of the goals have probably come away from home rather than at home. Probably suits them better to hit teams on the break. Burton, bit of a mixed bag away from home, to be fair. Started off the season nicely, lost 3-0 to Wimbledon, then lost 3-1 to Bury, then put back-to-back wins together, and then lost the last two away games as well without scoring. 1-0 at Stevenage and 5-0 in the FA Cup at Barnsley. Wickham are without a couple of players who are both suspended, Sam. Intriguing game, this one, isn't it? Because you're never quite sure what you're going to get with Burton.
Well, yeah, completely agree on that front. And of course, I spoke about this new manager syndrome in terms of Tranmere Rovers. Of course, Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank has now taken over at Burton. And the fact that they're playing on a Monday night comes at a good time for him, because he was announced yesterday. It gives him today to prepare, Saturday as well if need be, perhaps take the day off on Sunday, something like that, and then play on Monday. So he's got a few days with the team as well. So I think here, I've sort of set the tone a little bit here, but the fact that he's come in completely changes this for me. And it makes it difficult for Wickham, because, Wickham will have looked at the stats, they'll have looked at Burton's games, and they'll have said, this is what we can do here, this is what we can do there, blah, blah, blah. Actually, it's going to be completely different now, because Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank has come in, and you can just imagine he's a very... it's been such a good press around Burton over the last couple of days. I mean, the Mirror have done a story on him that he's taken just a salary of, well, I say just £40,000 a year. That was probably what he was on, a week playing for Chelsea a few years ago. So, he's come in and he's just said that it's the motivation was the club, the setup, the beliefs, the players, the atmosphere in the stadium, and the places where Burton want to go. There's so much positivity here. Now, I think that's going to be replicated on the pitch, and I think you're going to see a positive performance. But of course, it's hard to make a case against Wickham. Yes, they've won just one out of three at home, got two draws in there as well. And won four out of eight in total at home in this season. It's the ninth best home record in the division. So actually, I say you make a case for them. Their home record it's not along the lines of Bury, Shrewsbury and Plymouth, even though they are top of the league. So they can be got at here, and the fact that, like I mentioned, that Burton have got a new manager in here with all this positive press, I'm going to go for Burton, Lee. I'm going to pick a winner in this one. I'm going to go for Burton at 11-5. I think they can cause a bit of an upset. And I just think we've seen it so many times already this season. A team has been quite poor, and then they've brought in a new manager, and it just completely changes it for a couple of weeks. The positivity, he'll bring confidence with him. The players will feel that as well. And we know that they're a decent side, Burton. So I'm going to go with Burton at 11-5. If you are looking at Wickham, I think goal-scoring-wise, I would look at Peter Murphy. He's joint top goal scorer for Wickham on 7 goals. He's scored in his last 3 games. He's 19-10 any time. And it's amazing because he's still classed as a defender. If you look on any statistical websites or Wickham's official website, anything like that, he is classed as a defender, but he's a bit of a utility man. Saw it at Accrington Stanley as well. He can score lovely goals as well as scrappy ones. 19-10 any time for a team who are top of the top of the table with a player here who's the team's top goal scorer. Is a very good price as well, but for me, it's Burton at 11-5.
Very good. It's time to get a nap from Sam. Now, Pete Farrows is our Championship podcast. I texted him to ask him if he wanted to have a nap or have a void. you know, I thought it was only fair to offer him that. I don't know what he said because my phone's run out of battery. So we'll just we'll give Pete, if he's put one in, I'll let you know what it is next week. That's the best I can offer, unfortunately. We'll get Sam's nap in a second. Mine is going to come in the Cambridge Northampton game, which so it will either be a winner on Friday night or dead and buried. And it's a simple old over 2.5 goals in the match bet. We talked about Cambridge's ability to score goals. The they've got 75% of their home games have featured over 2.5, and the ones that haven't have been against the better clubs. They lost 1-0 to Luton, obviously second in the table. They lost, they beat Plymouth by a goal to nil. Plymouth doing well. But other than that, they've all featured over 2.5 goals against teams in the bottom half of the table, of which Northampton are. My only worry is that Northampton could do with being a bit higher scoring away from home. They, of course, went through that run five straight games of scoring away from home and didn't score at Luton. So I'm pretty confident under the lights it'll be a decent Friday night game, and over 2.5 goals at even money looked a little bit big to me. Sam, what are you looking at?
Well, I feel like I've got a little bit of profit still to sit on here, and for that reason
that's a dangerous way of thinking about it.
It is.
You should start every night with a clean slate, like as if you're at zero.
I disagree with that, mate. I'm going to go with Ruben Reid to score and Plymouth to win at 3-1. It's one of the best headline offers I've seen so far this season. I really like it. I fancy Plymouth to win against a Portsmouth side who are poor away from home, like I said. And if Plymouth win, do I see Ruben Reid scoring? Yes, I do. So for that reason, 3-1 for Ruben Reid to score and Plymouth to win.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Sam.
It's my pleasure.
We'll be back next week, of course, with the resumption of the Championship and Sam's picks in League 1 and League 2. You can get this podcast at williamhill.com/podcast. It's available at audioboom.com. It's also on iTunes, where you can subscribe and get all of our podcasts delivered to your phone, your tablet, or your PC. And, of course, why not kill two birds with one stone? Go and listen to it at the72.co.uk. And you can also check out all the articles there. And Sam's been doing a few audio, like mini match preview podcasts as well on the site. So make sure you check all that out, and there'll be links to the 72's Audio Boom page as well. If you're having a bet on any of the League One or League Two action this weekend, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.